Shmuel Bey's Paragimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Please pardon any ambient noise. It is 91 degrees outside, and so our ancient air conditioner is clonking and humming away. Udvar Abner Hoya im Zikne Yisrael Lemor. So Abner is now going to make his break with Ishbosheth, as he angrily declared that he would several psukim ago. And so Abner spoke with the elders of Yisrael, saying, "Gam tmol gam shilshom heyisem mevakshin as David lemelech aleichem." In the past, yesterday and the day before, literally, in the past, you have sought repeatedly to make David king over all of you. So Abner is saying to them that I am the only one who was the roadblock to David becoming king. You had, this is the Metzudas David's explanation, you had wanted David to be king, but I was so loyal to Beis Shaul that I stood in the way. I was the obstacle. I did not permit it to happen. And such was my political power and my military might that you couldn't out-argue me. However, Yudches ve'ata asu, but now, do it. Which is just a great phrase, very direct, very military. Go do it. Ki Hashem omar el David lemor, because Hashem has spoken about David. El David technically means to David, but it's kind of upon David, saying, "Biyad David avi hoshia esami Yisrael miyad plishtim umiyad kol oyveihem." By the hand of David, my servant, I will redeem my nation Yisrael from the hands of the Plishtim and from the hands of all of their enemies. So, according to the man Loes, the timing of this conversation is that he said this before he left with Michal to go to Hebron. So he had gathered Michal from Palti ben Laish, sent Palti ben Laish home, and now, before he took off, he spoke to the elders of Klal Yisrael, presuming or hoping that they would give his message to all of Klal Yisrael, the people that they led while he was gone. And you've seen how many victories David brought us in battle, he said. Yisrael, Klal Yisrael constantly asked for a king who would bring us military victories and lead us out to war, bring us back in triumph. That's from Sefer Shmuel, when they first asked for a king from Shmuel and Avi, and David has done these things. So now he should be our leader because Hashem has made these promises that it would all be through his hand. Which is interesting because Hashem didn't make these promises in the last 10 minutes. Hashem had said this before. But Abner is turning the situation, manipulating the public relations aspect of it to make it sound like now is the time, when in fact the time has already come. But now he's not going to stand in the way. According to the Torah, we said this before, despite the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses who the king is going to be, even a king who inherits the throne from his father has to get permission and approval from the people before being crowned. So for a monarchy, we're a pretty democratic group. We're Republican monarchists, contradictory though that might seem to Thomas Paine. We'll see later, much later, when we get to Melachim Ezra Hashem, that when Rehoboam becomes king, not having the approval of the people is going to be a major sticking point for him, even though he is Shlomo's son and should automatically inherit the crown. Yotes vayidaber gam Abner ba'oznei Binyamin. And Abner also spoke before Binyamin as well. So the objection of the rest of Klal Yisrael was going to be on a lower level. Shevet Binyamin, which was the tribe of Shaul HaMelech, would be most resistant, so he speaks to them separately. And not only did he speak before Binyamin, but then he also went to speak before David in Hebron. Everything that was good in the eyes of Klal Yisrael and the eyes of the entire house, the entire tribe of Binyamin. So he's bringing news to everybody that David's rise should be unimpeded, and then he's bringing back the reactions to David in Hebron. It also helps, the Metzudas David says, that since Bas Shaul was married to David, and here she was accompanying him on his travels, so he's also from Beis Shaul a little bit. So by having Michal at the time that he is making this move, Avner is just a master at what he's tweeting out. His social media is second to none. And you asked for such a king, and here he is. So he's removing, one by one, any objection that there might be to David taking control. And Ishbosheth had to have realized before he said nasty things or even remotely critical things to Abner that losing Abner was going to be a huge major loss. And losing Abner basically meant losing the kingdom. So here he is, David HaMelech, your chosen king and the rightful king. And now he's going to come to David and report back and show himself to be a loyal servant. And that's why he went in person to David in Hebron, as it says here. He went ledaber ba'oznei David beHebron because he wanted to be the one to tell him everything, all of the good news, all that was good in the eyes of Klal Yisrael and the eyes of Binyamin. Needless to say, for Yoav, however, who already bears a grudge against his brother's killer, this is a real rivalry of command, and Yoav is not going to just let that pass.